Hey, welcome back to The Word at Work. This is the podcast for Christian professionals where we dig into topics to support you in thriving professionally and, of greatest importance, living biblically. We are in our summer series of shorter, practical episodes, so we're still taking a break from the longer form interviews. We're going to cover this summer a variety of professional development and theological topics, all relevant to Christians in the workplace. One of the reasons I wanted to do these summer episodes was to respond to questions I receive. Today, we're going to dig into one that I've heard many different ways. People will email to ask for guidance on this, and it's also a common request when I write or am interviewed. And the question is related to that dissonance we all feel between our Christian faith and the secular workplace we spend our week operating in. The question has many forms. It might sound like, how do I navigate things when I'm asked to endorse an idea that goes against God's ways? Or perhaps it's, is it okay for me to work for a company that celebrates or supports things that are counter to my beliefs? And sometimes it's simply a plea of, I'm completely alone in my workplace. What should I do? Well, in this episode, we'll look at a few core things all Christian professionals should keep in mind when working in the increasingly secular modern workplace. Let's dig in to today's topic. So, what are you to do when you find yourself in a workplace that seems so counter to your Christian faith? Many people do. Many people find themselves in just exactly that spot. And here are a few things to keep in mind. Number one, and I talk about this a lot, so if you've been hanging with me for a while, you'll have heard this, but the first thing to keep in mind is that we should expect this. Until Jesus returns, we all live and work in the presence of sin. All of us. This is not brand new information. And I say that with a lot of love. This is not brand new information. It's not hot off the press, mind-blowing stuff. To be a Christian is to be living in ways that are counter to a fallen world. John 15, 19, Jesus says, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And a little further in John in 18:36, Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world or the things of the world. And Colossians 3:2 says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. And finally, Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And folks, we could keep going. There's more. There's more in God's word about this. And I share this as an encouragement more than anything. We are experiencing in the workplace what God's word tells us and tells us again and tells us again that we will experience in this world. So let that be a comfort, because this is temporary and we know that. We are not of this world. We are members of God's kingdom. So that's the first thing. Second thing is this: thoughtfully, very thoughtfully consider your work assignments. As Christians, we are to do all things for the glory of God. We are to work heartily as for the Lord and not for human masters. And we know that even the most mundane and seemingly unspiritual jobs on earth can be done for his glory. Our days can be filled with anything. They can be filled with balancing spreadsheets, fixing computers, making coffee, wiping butts, and that can all be done for the glory of God and as a part of a healthy Christian life. So in all settings, we have opportunities to love others well and represent Christ. And those of us working in secular settings have more exposure to the lost than our local church pastors often do. But it's important to prayerfully consider your specific work assignments, as it's not uncommon in today's corporate culture to be asked to get behind an unbiblical idea as a part of your job. So if you are a leader, this might look like feeling the pressure to lean into dishonesty or other sins. If you work in a communications, marketing, or HR role, maybe you're asked to write about or promote something that is unbiblical. And even if you are just doing your job or responding to a request from your employer, you bear the responsibility for the work that you do and what it promotes. So that's something to really pay attention to. Does the work you do allow you to glorify God, or are you furthering messages that go against his kingdom? It's a really important question to consider. Does the work you do allow you to glorify God, or are you actually furthering messages that go against his kingdom? If you find that you are being asked to get behind unbiblical ideas, consider your options. Do you have influence within your organization? Are you able to advocate for changing the nature of the messages put out by your team? You might actually be uniquely positioned to provide a different voice or perspective for your employer. If you aren't in a position of influence, consider how often you're asked to get behind ideas that conflict with your beliefs. If it's just a one-time or a rare occasion, you might have grounds to make a request based on your sincerely held religious beliefs. If an accommodation wouldn't cause unreasonable hardship to your employer, you might have more options than you think. And you can check out, we did a past episode with Bob Pruitt from Alliance Defending Freedom, where we talked all about religious liberties. So I'd encourage you to check out that and Alliance Defending Freedom's resources if you have questions about religious liberties in the workplace. But just consider, could you opt out of this assignment, but take on more work in another area? So look at your options there. So that's number two, carefully consider the specific work you are doing. Number three, be salt and light. Let's look at some text from Matthew 5. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You may feel alone in your workplace, but it's likely those of us who feel most alone who actually have the greatest opportunity to surrender to real kingdom work within the workplace. So your skeptical coworkers may simply have little exposure to authentic Christianity, and that might cause them to respond how most of us might respond to things that are not familiar to us. Or maybe they've even had negative experiences with Christians in the past, and they're wondering if you are any different. In any case, don't let the enemy have a foothold that could squash the kingdom opportunity in front of you. Be salt and light. Represent Christ fully in your workplace. Look for seed planting opportunities and be ready to provide responses for the hope that is within you, and do so with gentleness and respect, as we read in 1 Peter 3:15. Next one, engage in fellowship. You will fare much better if you have a community of brothers and sisters walking alongside you. They will serve as prayer warriors, accountability partners, and a space to discuss common challenges through the lens of a shared biblical worldview. That's so important. Because remember, you are not an only child. You have brothers and sisters in the family of God. Nurture those relationships. And finally, keep work in perspective. Most of us spend a lot of time working. Because of this, what happens at work tends to become inflated in our minds. A good day at work is a good day overall, and a challenge at work can feel like the world is ending. So maintain your mindset and stay anchored in truth. You are not alone. God is on the throne, and you belong to the body of Christ. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Word at Work. If you enjoy this podcast or get something good out of it, be sure to like, subscribe, and the biggest compliment you can give us is to share this episode with friends. Thanks so much again for tuning in, and we will see you next time.